At the federal prison in Alderson, West Virginia, inmate 55170-054 is about to be sprung. It could happen as early as tomorrow. Martha Stewart has completed her 5-month sentence for lying to federal prosecutors about a stock sale. She still faces 5 more months of restricted travel, requiring her to wear an electronic tracking bracelet. But Stewart will be allowed to leave her estate for work. And NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that clears the way for her planned comeback.
It was an emotional Martha Stewart who appeared at her corporate headquarters last September and announced to the world that while she would continue to fight her criminal conviction, she would voluntarily report to prison to begin serving her sentence.
I suppose the best word to use for this very harsh and difficult decision is finality, and my intense desire and need to put this nightmare behind me, both personally and professionally.
Stewart's decision to do time, even though her case was still on appeal, has played a major role in the rebuilding of her image. So have accounts of Stewart working for 12 cents an hour, cleaning and scrubbing, advocating for prisoners, teaching yoga to her fellow inmates, and turning dandelion greens and crab apples found on the prison grounds into salads and sweets. Seth Siegel of New York's Beanstalk Group, a trademark licensing firm, suggests that as Stewart emerges from prison, her fans, and perhaps her investors, have created an image of Martha Stewart as they would like her to be.
And it's a very large, iconic image right now of a woman who's learned her lesson from life and is coming out stronger, better, smarter, kinder than ever before. And it's a big challenge for her to live up to people's new expectations.
Financially, Stewart is well-positioned. She's slated for 2 new TV shows by the end of the year, a new version of her cooking and craft show in the daytime, and in primetime, The Apprentice, Martha Stewart. It's the brainchild of Mark Burnett, who created Survivor and Donald Trump's TV exploits. In addition, a new line of Martha Stewart furniture will be unveiled this summer, and the planned merger of Kmart and Sears could put her trademark merchandise in more retail outlets. But things are not entirely rosy. The balance sheet of the company she created and built into a powerhouse is weak. And Martin Walker, a magazine publishing consultant, says her flagship publication has lost large numbers of both subscribers and advertisers to newer lifestyle magazines, such as Real Simple and Oprah's O magazine.
I mean, advertisers are very skeptical and skittish, and in truth, they have a lot of other options, you know, to reach similar kinds of women. I think the advertisers are going to take a bit of a wait-and-see attitude.
Another analyst who follows Stewart's company is even more skeptical. Dennis McAlpine says the company's stock is substantially overvalued.
I think the term that is probably most apropos was coined by somebody else, irrational exuberance.
The term was used by Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan back in 1996 as stock prices were soaring, despite weak or non-existent profits.
And that seems to be what has happened in this case. People seem to have read into the idea that the TV shows would make a lot of money, that the magazine will make money. I think that's a lot of wishful thinking.
Martha Stewart is expected to be back at work at her company on Monday. She'll earn a salary of about $1 million a year. She'll have to wear her post-prison tracking bracelet, and she's no longer the CEO. She voluntarily surrendered that post. But Stewart is expected to remain a driving force in the company. Still, there is one additional hurdle. The Securities and Exchange Commission is pursuing a civil insider trading case against her. The SEC could try to permanently bar her from running a public company. But that seems unlikely, given the charges against her. Indeed, Stewart's lawyers and the SEC are reportedly in the very early stages of negotiating a deal that would allow her to return to her role as chief executive in 5 years or even sooner. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.